Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hi, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. So enjoy those on us as we launch in hour number three. Once again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Ladies first. Pat in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Hey, Pat. Pat, West Virginia?
I just discovered your wonderful program this evening.
Oh, and congratulations.
It's a godsend. I'm surprised they let you on the air.
It's amazing, isn't it, Pat? I'm surprised, too.
People must think we're nuts but when they've never heard messages like this before.
Believe it or not, we actually have 33 radio stations carrying this show now. It took a while to make it happen, but it's happening.
Well, this is wonderful. I mean, this is exactly what we need. I wanted to run something by you.
Sure.
I've said it to friends, and they think I'm crazy, but that's okay.
All right, go for it.
Is it possible, say, that there were a terrorist attack or a dirty bomb went off or something contrived? Would it be possible for President Bush to declare martial law?
Absolutely.
And the Constitution, and have no election.
Yes. Yes, it would.
I don't know if I know if I believe that's going to happen. I think that he's probably just going to go and enjoy all the great money he's made with backdoor deals.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, I don't see that as being very likely as far as a possibility, but it could happen. The structure is there. We touched on this earlier tonight. There have been different pieces of legislation passed over the past few years, including the Defense Authorization Act and Military Commissions Act, that have basically paved the way for a martial law situation with military troops in the streets acting as soldiers. In fact, all you really need to do, Pat, if you really want to get scared about this, is to go and look at what happened after Hurricane Katrina down in Louisiana.
Oh, I know.
Did you know they confiscated people's guns?
Yes, I did. That's the second question I was going to ask you. How long do you think it'll be before they come for our guns?
Well, if there's a martial law situation, I don't think it would be long at all. Because then what they claimed after Katrina was that, well, we need to take everybody's guns away because someone's shooting at us. I mean, that was their excuse. The allegation was that there were people shooting at the police and the military, and so therefore they needed to go house to house and take people's guns away, which, of course, is absolutely absurd. It's totally unconstitutional, but they did it anyway, and like good little slaves, most Americans gave them right up.
Well, they're not going to get mine.
Good for you. In fact, there was one guy. We saw the video footage. In fact, we played the audio of it on the show at the time. This was a few years ago, obviously. But there was one guy. He happened to be a lawyer. And he told the troops, there were National Guard troops. So there's always somebody out there who will say, what? Military members would never take people's guns away. Nonsense. They were absolutely following those orders, and there was a whole squadron or whatever of National Guardsmen that were walking house to house, as well as California Highway Patrol officers, as well as Louisiana police. They were walking house to house taking people's guns. There was one guy on video who said, you know what, you set foot on my property, and you're leaving, something about, you're going to get
it. To kill them.
Yeah, you're going to get it lead first, basically. You get my guns, but you're going to have to get it lead first.
That
was essentially his threat. And he got to keep his guns. They left him alone. But most people, they turned him
over. I'm surprised they didn't just open up on him and shoot his house full. I really am.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if it comes to a martial law situation, Mark, they might just do that. And, Pat, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. If it's your first time listening, bear with us. Eventually, we will offend you. Eventually, you will be outraged by something
we said.
If you're
not outraged right now, you will be.
You will never offend me.
No, that's good, Pat. We appreciate it. So call us again sometime. We appreciate hearing from you tonight.
800.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. Believe it or not, I mean, they took people's guns. In America, where there's a Second Amendment that's pretty darn clear.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And in case you're a Democrat, yes, there's the first portion of that says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Simple. I get it.
I don't see how you couldn't.
And I went to government school. 800-259-9231. All right, so that's disturbing and outrageous. And, you know, what can you do about that? Well, certainly don't hand over your guns if they're asking for them. And if it's a martial law situation, I don't know what Americans will do in a case like that. I mean, most of them are going to roll over and do whatever
they're going to get their guns up.
But I don't know what's going to happen to those of us who refuse.
It's always some situation. They either wait for a situation or, you know, some people believe that some of these situations have been contrived, made up. I don't know. I wouldn't speculate. I know that Hitler burned the Reichstag and then blamed it on the trade unionists or whatever.
The Gulf of Tonkin was completely fabricated. The event that got us into the Vietnam War.
The evidence has come out with President Roosevelt knew, in fact, that Pearl Harbor was going to be bombed. There's some speculation on this, but let's say
it's
quite possible. Certainly, he wanted to get into war, and America was anti-war at the time.
It was anti-war when they elected Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, take a look at General Smedley Butler, two-time winner of the Medal of Honor.
War is a racket.
Yeah,
right.
War is a racket. He was against us getting into war, and then, you know, they needed something to get America all whipped up. Funny, they find some little protectorate out in the Pacific and, make it a big deal that their harbor got bombed after they put blockades in on Japan.
And don't think for one moment that Hillary Clinton is somehow going to keep us out of war. That's just nonsense. She's as much of a warmonger as Bush is.
Bill was over there fighting the Bosnia-Herzegovina conflict.
Yeah, the bombs never stopped dropping in Iraq.
Wasn't Haiti also under Bill Clinton's
watch? Yeah, and Iraq. They were bombed under Clinton.
That's true.
Yeah,
right. That aspirin factory or whatever.
1-800-259-9231. Mark, let's get to the story about the execution situation. What state was that in?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. What's happening there?
Well, apparently the Supreme Court of Nebraska, the last state to use electrocution, so most recent, ruled the practice unconstitutional yesterday.
So there's no other of the 50 states that are using electrocution to kill people? Is that what you were saying?
No, I'm not saying that. They were the most recent state, I think, is probably the way to do it.
Oh, okay, so they were the most recent state to actually utilize execution, or electrocution, rather.
Right. We recognize the temptation to make the prisoner suffer, just as the prisoner made an innocent victim suffer. But it is the hallmark of this is from Justice William Connolly's opinion here. It is the hallmark of a civilized society that we punish cruelty without practicing it. Condemned prisoners must not be tortured to death, regardless of their crimes, and the evidence clearly proves that the unconsciousness and death are not instantaneous for many condemned prisoners. These prisoners will, when electrocuted, consciously suffer the torture that high-voltage electric current inflicts on the human body. The evidence shows that electrocution inflicts intense pain and agonizing suffering. Therefore, electrocution as a method of execution is cruel and unusual punishment in the violation of the Nebraska Constitution. So, I'm against capital punishment of all kinds.
Why?
Why? But because humans are imperfect. We've released 122 men from death row since 1971 when we reinstated execution. And to me, that means that we had to have killed some innocent men, some men that weren't as involved as they said they were, or whatever, or as they were found guilty of.
Many of these men completely exonerated, completely vindicated.
122 released from death row. I'm not talking about their sentences commuted to lighter sentences or anything like that. That's releases
totally innocent
from death row, found, right. Acquitted, the whole deal.
Had they stayed, they would have died. Right? Had they stayed there, they would have died eventually.
Absolutely they would have. To me, that means that, in fact, we've executed some men that were innocent. It seems clear to me.
That's not right.
I wonder how many innocent people... I don't feel bad when bad people get executed. I don't. I think it's
real killers.
I don't think a government should be killing its citizens. I don't feel bad when they get killed, though. What scares me is how many innocent men are we willing to kill in order to keep the death penalty? If it's important to a society, and that's what people out there that believe in the death penalty believe, that it's important as a deterrent, how many innocent men are you willing to kill in order to keep it?
Good question.
Seems unfair to me.
If you'd like to answer that question, 800-259-9231, if you're in favor of the death penalty, how many innocent men is it worth to you? 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Yeah. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long and give her the gift of relaxation, a pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, and please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-449-1299. Again, that's 1-800-449-1299. 1-800-449-1299.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, completely free. So enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with us and our over 2,000 of our listeners and over 300,000 posts. It's all completely free. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Ron Paul is a founding member of the RLC. You can visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org. Matter of fact, I'm a member, too.
1-800-259-9231 to your phone calls. Let's talk to Rich in Florida, listening on WFTO. Hello, Rich.
Hello, this is Rick in Pembroke Pines.
Hey,
just,
Rick. Sorry about that.
A couple of comments on fairness on the election. I know the media pulls tricks to try and to support one candidate over another.
Sure they do.
Today on AOL, they had an announcement on little windows of pictures that Mike Huckabee had dropped out of the GOP race on February the 7th. Now, it could have been an innocent mistake. I'm sure they wanted to think that. But I would think the AOL is a big enough organization that they wouldn't announce the wrong
candidate. Well, mistakes can be made. I mean, they meant Romney, right?
They meant Romney.
I can understand. I mean, it's an honest mistake. They're all the same to me. Huckabee, Romney, and McCain. I can understand the confusion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. I believe that they do. You know, they certainly favor one candidate over the other. They talk about McCain like he was a foregone conclusion at one point, and you know, Ron Paul never got a mention.
Yeah, if there's one guy they're definitely excluding, it's Ron Paul. Your thoughts?
Definitely excluding Ron Paul. On the CNN debates they had, it was a complete show for McCain and for Romney. They completely excluded Huckabee and Ron Paul. Ron Paul got maybe 5 minutes of an hour show.
Yeah, it was pretty outrageous.
It was outrageous. So I'm not supporting any particular one right now, but that's just totally unfair to the other guys.
Well, you know, the good news is the old media is dying out. They don't have the influence that they once did, and it must really bug them because more and more people are turning to the Internet for their news sources. They're turning to alternative news sources. They're turning to YouTube. They're turning to shows like Free Talk Live. Of course, we're not a news source, but it's certainly a place to get some alternative viewpoints. And that really, I think, bugs the big media conglomerates. And, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. As the Internet continues to grow in its influence, they will continue to diminish in their influence, and they're going to be busy trying to catch up, but they're never going to be able to handle it because of the decentralized nature of the Internet, in that anybody can get on there and create anything they want to, and it'll attract listeners and viewers based on its value, based on, you know, how entertaining it is, how informative it is, and as long as they keep locking out viewpoints from the debate, they're just going to keep driving more people to the Internet, and, you know, their days are numbered. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Very good, sir. 800-259-9231.
You know, a lot of these debates recently had was the YouTube debate, and there was the MSN, MSN.com debate.
Facebook, right?
There was a Facebook one. So each one of them now has an internet angle, or most some of them have an internet angle to them.
Right.
They didn't the last election.
YouTube didn't exist.
What's going to happen the next election?
That's a good question. We'll find out, I guess. 800-259-9231. Continue with David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys?
Hey,
the media, the critics, and the money said that the Patriots were going to win. And look what happened, right?
That's true.
So,
they were a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah. And I think martial law would just expound corruption.
No, sure.
So to stock up on the whiskey and vodka, man, and you'd be able to weasel your way out of a lot of stuff.
You're saying if the troops were bothering you, you could just give them a flask and buy them off.
Well, yeah, martial law just, like, introduces corruption. You know, the whole underground thing would, you know. Martial law is really total freedom, right? Because all the rules are taken away because they put all stuff on.
Well, no, it's not not total freedom.
Get away with, then all of a sudden everything it's a free for all, really.
Yeah, you can't really call
for the brave ones, for the cowards, then they could.
Well, and you could make the argument that it's a free-for-all right now, Dave. I mean, you could argue that it's a free-for-all for the brave ones right now. Those who are willing to flaunt the law are free.
Not necessarily when they step over the line saying that they're taking all your rights away, then that's like being provoked, you know. Well, why would they take my right away? Say if New York got bombed, Why would Montana's rights be taken away because they bombed New York? You know what I'm saying?
Good question.
Well, it's also unlikely. I mean, for instance, I don't think they could handle martial law for all the country at once. I mean, think about it. They don't have that many troops. They couldn't lock down every single city in America. I don't think they could logistically handle it.
Most people would go along with it, you know, because everybody, you know, because they're scared crap. And if you look at it, that's how governments operate. When you carried a sword around on your side, if you was a badass swordsman, you were the one that make the rules, you know?
That's true. They operate by force.
And now they do it through means of, like, you can't approach getting better in the medical system without being part of the, like, the church of insurance. Like, look what they're doing in Mississippi. You know, fat people are going to stop from going to restaurants.
Well, it's proposed. It hasn't passed yet.
All they're going to do is make underground fat people restaurants.
That's right. Like in Demolition Man. David, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Logistically,
I think if you want a view of what the future could be like here in America, the Demolition Man is honestly, I think that it's you know, it's amazingly prophetic.
It's a fine movie too. It's very entertaining. So just to go back on the
point that we mentioned a Sly Stallone movie while Dave was on the phone.
Well, Dave, yeah. Going back to the issue of occupation, military occupation of American cities, American towns. I don't think they have the troops, Mark. I mean, this would be like Hitler coming over here and trying to occupy the entire country at once. There are a lot of members of the military, but remember where they all are right now. Remember what happened with Katrina? They couldn't get the National Guard there for like a week.
I think you're envisioning something entirely different than what martial law would look like in the United States. Martial law would look like...
It'd be the police.
I mean, essentially, what we've got going on is, you know, they're doing checkpoints now, looking for supposedly people in the country illegally. You know, martial law would only be a situation where they could do checkpoints anytime they wanted. They could search your house anytime they wanted. Mm. They would be, they would attempt to, you know, outlaw and confiscate guns.
Yeah, you're right. I was imagining having troops in the streets at all times.
We
like
do
24
have
hour
we do
points.
Have troops in the streets. Have you looked? I mean, we were in New York City. We saw New York City cops. They were wearing black helmets, black flak jackets that said police across them, and they were holding
machine guns.
Machine guns.
And now they're going to put them in the subway.
Sunglasses.
They're going to put those guys in the subways in teams of
they
six.
They call them cops, but they're soldiers
with bomb sniffing dogs. So I think you're right, Mark. Maybe you're absolutely right. Maybe they do have the manpower. If they also brought in the police to do a lockdown situation, that's a scary scenario. More on the way here. Toledo, amazing story coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, including the archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and grab them for free right there on the front page of the website for you. freetalklive.com.
You can get movies, lingerie, and all kinds of marital aids at AdamEve.com. They have a special offer for you. You can go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk.
Now, normally we don't praise politicians on this show, but from time to time, one of them will do something right.
When somebody does something right, you should tell them.
In this case, it's the mayor of Toledo. We'll tell you what he did here in a moment. It has to do with this whole martial law thing that we've been talking about off and on tonight. But first, we go to the phone's amp line. It's George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a new job. I quit the TSA.
You really? Have? Well, yeah. You know what? I should have my sound effects ready, and I don't. Shame on me. But you deserve some applause for that one. What'd you end up doing?
Oh, I got hired by this really cool new multinational company right there. I'm pretty sure Paul is familiar with it. It's called Bilderberg Incorporated.
The Bilderberg. Oh, Bilderberg.
Yeah, man. I swear, the pay and benefits are awesome. You get to go around the world. You get to meet new and interesting famous people. Denton, let me use explosives.
Wait a minute. Wait. Bilderberg?
Yeah, Bilderberg Incorporated. It's a subsidiary of NWO International.
Oh, I took the applause away because now you're pulling our leg. You didn't quit the TSA.
Maybe.
That's good, George. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nah, that's about it.
You are going to quit someday, aren't you?
Yeah, I will.
Well,
I promise you that.
I it doesn't bother me when liberty-minded individuals are in government jobs.
I guess the TSA is better than the SWAT team, like the guy that called earlier this week.
Wouldn't you rather get shook down by George than by, well, the guy who surrounded me with dogs?
And I swear.
You'll let me bring my stash?
I don't care about that. That's not a stretch to the plane.
As long as I give you a cut, right?
Maybe like a quarter round.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call as always. 800-259-9231. You're right, Mark. Better to have liberty-minded people in government bureaucracy positions than authoritarian bureaucrats, but still, you're not doing anything
productive.
Just because
you couldn't do it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not a good thing for them to do.
But you would agree, though, that the SWAT team is nowhere for someone that loves liberty.
The SWAT team was just a bad idea. Yep. You know, what are you going to do? Well, how are you going to bring liberty to the SWAT team?
Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner on Friday in Toledo ordered some 200 members of Company A, 1st Battalion, 24th Marines from Grand Rapids, Michigan, out of Toledo. Why would he do that now?
I don't know.
I mean, because normally politicians don't want to seem like they're mean to the military, right? That would be political suicide. And he did it apparently just before the unit was supposed to start a weekend of urban warfare training downtown. The mayor's spokes bureaucrat said the mayor asked them to leave because they frightened people. He didn't want them practicing and drilling in a highly visible area. Toledo police said they knew about the training and had approved the unit's use of the Madison Building and the Promenade Park area. The training was scheduled to start Friday afternoon and last all the way through Sunday. Police said the unit's presence would have minimal impact on the city. They issued a press release saying the Marines would be wearing green camouflage uniforms. They would be operating military vehicles, carrying rifles, performing foot patrols, and firing blank ammunition during the exercise.
That won't scare anybody. Good Lord.
Martial law? Preparation? Anybody? What is this all about?
I thought that's what we were doing in Iraq.
These things have been going on, by the way. This isn't a new occurrence. These training operations have been going on for at least a couple of decades. They've been reported on for at least that long. And literally, military members in fatigues running around, in some cases, neighborhoods. I've seen video footage of these guys running around neighborhoods with fully automatic rifles in their hands, trotting around just like they own the place. And people are supposed to not be freaked out by that? People are supposed to know? Look, I understand they announce it in advance, right? They announce it on the news.
Yeah, I don't think that makes it necessarily okay.
No, it doesn't, because not everybody watches the news and not everybody reads the newspaper. In fact, most people don't. And
I stopped listening, to the TV news and reading newspapers for several years. I used to say, I'm just tired of getting lied to.
Right. So there are a lot of people that are like that. And, even if you could inform 100% of the people, I would still be outraged by it. This is not appropriate at all. If you want to go and do your little run-and-gun operation, you've got military bases all over the place. Certainly you can put up a few shacks and build a few buildings. You can pretend like you're having your little urban warfare exercise, right? I mean, it's not like the military doesn't have enough of a budget to buy a building somewhere.
Right,
and shoot
it's not like the United, the United States military needs to do operations inside the United States or train for operations inside the United States. They're never supposed to operate here.
Well, they can operate on their military base. Okay, go play on your military base. That's what those are for, right? But no, for some reason they want to do it in your city. Remember, this was Toledo, but it could happen where you live. For some reason, they want to do it in your city, in your neighborhood. Now, why would that be? What would the reason for that be? Is it just feel more realistic when you're running around and there are really scared people around, freaking out because they don't know why you're there, pointing guns and firing them? Firing weapons?
Blanks,
look, you can't tell the difference between a blank and a real real bullet unless you're standing in front of the gun. So what do you think the reason is? I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I'll say that I think the reason is that they want to acclimate people to the idea of having military units driving around, running around in their streets, toting weapons, shouting orders. They want you to get used to seeing that. It's the same reason that they're putting, all this security force in the airports. The same reason that in New York subways, they now have crack SWAT teams or whatever. They're not SWAT teams, but they have these crack teams of six heavily armed officers with a bomb dog standing around harassing people.
Yeah, I don't think the average person can tell the difference between that and a SWAT team. I mean, they've got a dog. They've got
weapons.
Automatic weapons. They're dressed up in, flak jackets.
Yeah.
You have flak jackets and helmets. Looks
so,
like a SWAT team to me.
This, I believe, is to get people used to the idea that these government bureaucrats will be around from here on out. You better get used to it, Americans. That's the idea. It's like, oh, there's our friendly members of the military standing down at the end of the street. They're just there keeping us safe. I don't know about you, but that doesn't make me feel safe. Is it just me? 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Remember, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Vince? Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind?
Listen, I was just, you talk about martial law and the loss of freedoms. But I think these politicians do these with slight actions. And they do it ever so gently. And I was just watching this thing on C-SPAN here about it, on American Perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady had her boy was brutally beaten. It was on the national news. But they never even told the truth about what happened.
Wait, what happened to the lady? I missed that.
Nothing. She's got a foundation going because her son was gay. But what happened was her son made an advancing move on the two men and they beat him to death, but
mm-hmm.
the jury trial came out not guilty, but the prosecutor turned around and retried the case.
That's
jeopardy.
Yeah, you can't do that. If it comes out not guilty.
They charged them with aggravated assault.
They charged him with something else?
Yes.
Man, that is so wrong. And that's a bastardization of our legal system. It sounds like something horrible happened to that young man, but I'm sorry. four millennia of common law should not be thrown away like that.
They have rules they're supposed to follow, and they don't, which, again, makes me want to know, why is it we're expected to follow their rules? Vince, thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. They don't follow their own rules. I feel no obligation to follow them. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. It has to be meaningful. Because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the kissing cowboy bear, the let's get naked bear, the horny devil bear, and even the Latin lover bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly and is now available in an all-new ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. If you sneak it in right now, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us. Just enter Amazon through our special link. It's amazon.freetalklive.com. That's all you have to do is punch that in. It'll take you right to Amazon. You can do all your shopping. I just ordered... I'm coming up on my two-year contract for my cell phone, Mark, mm-hmm. So, you know, normally they give you an opportunity to get a new phone, and mine's not really in the best shape anymore, so I figured I'd take the opportunity, free phone, right? But, you know, when you order a cell phone, they always give you the opportunity, don't you want some accessories? Here's a leather case for $30.
Yeah.
No thanks. I knew better than that. I went to eBay, and I went and looked around for those leather cases. You can get them pretty darn cheap on eBay. But believe it or not, I found the same case for less on Amazon. And so I ordered it. It was like $2.57
wow.
plus a very small amount of shipping. So for a fraction of the cost of the you know, the leather case that I would have bought had I bought it through the cell phone company, I'm getting one through Amazon for next to nothing. So amazon.freetalklive.com, 41 categories. You can get virtually anything you need, from food to electronics to furniture. It's all there. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Doug in Charleston, listening on WSC. Hey, Doug. Doug in Charleston. Going on?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
You made some comments about the death penalty that I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. To start with, number one, the legal system that the U.S. has on the planet is probably the best in the world.
That's like saying we have the best cancer.
Excuse me?
That's like saying we have the best cancer. But okay, I'll agree with you.
You have to have laws in order to have order. And
that's not true.
To not acknowledge that just pretty much says, why don't we have anarchy? So I don't think anybody really that is sane is for anarchy.
Okay, I disagree entirely with most of the statements you've made. I think that there's lots of sane people out there that are for anarchy, and you know, I mean, the government. Would you agree that the government is bureaucratic, inefficient, and ruins many things that it touches?
There are some things to that statement
yes.
that I can
okay.
can agree
so
with.
So why would you entrust the most important thing to us, you know, our civilization, something so important as justice to that organization?
Okay, well, before we get into the death penalty comments, since you want to address this, I'll go ahead. Imagine what it would be like in our society if we didn't have traffic laws. You would have people just driving whichever way they want, however they want, as fast as they want, using whatever they want to drive with, totally on their own, and there would be no order. You have to have that order in order for there to be safe commute for the masses. Without that order established through the laws, then you're not going to have that order. So laws are important. Laws establish.
Okay, so laws are important. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Now tell me about the death penalty and why this is such a terrible thing.
Let me just pose you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose we capture Osama bin Laden.
Okay.
What do we do with him?
How do we capture him?
It doesn't matter how we catch him.
Okay.
Suppose
Osama bin Laden is in Toledo and we pick him up, right?
Because
I don't want to go into being
in
foreign countries and that kind of thing.
Okay. Suppose he's in Toledo and he's getting ready to make a terrorist attack and we pick him up, or he's at some meeting trying to get some more recruits or whatever.
Do you believe in heaven?
We arrest him.
Do you believe in heaven?
Yes, I believe in heaven.
So does Osama bin Laden. Now, do you want to send him there sooner? Or do you want him to suffer?
Do you want him to suffer
in the most cruel and awful way that you can make someone suffer legally in the United States, which is death row?
Since you want to go down this road, what has Osama bin Laden done to people? How about all the other people that have suffered because of his actions?
I'm going to assume that you believe like I believe that Osama bin Laden perpetrated the 9/11 attacks, and that he's been convicted duly in a court of law for such a thing. I believe that Osama bin Laden should suffer a punishment for that, and that punishment should be a lifetime incarceration in an area similar to death row.
Okay, if we give him a lifetime incarceration somewhere similar to death row. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We give him that lifetime incarceration. Osama bin Laden now becomes an icon that needs to be set free.
Hold on. You want to turn him into a martyr. That's the most ludicrous line of thinking I've ever heard. You want to kill him so that everybody can talk about how the United States martyred Osama bin Laden.
The last thing I want is for Osama bin Laden. I'm pretty sure that most Americans would agree.
Okay, so let's make an impasse.
That he is an evil, cruel human being.
He hasn't been convicted in a court of law, but okay.
That his existence in society on this planet is a threat to any.
What do you think Osama bin Laden is? Superman? He's not going to bust out of that that death row.
No, he's not Superman. But look, what were the 19 hijackers? Were they Superman? No.
They're a bunch of people. It's not the 19 hijackers, my friend. The 19 hijackers were just a bunch of suicidal nuts. The unfortunate part is the United States government prevented, violated the Second Amendment and prevented Americans from being armed on those planes so they could have put bullets in the head of those bastards.
They were also 19 men armed with just razor knives.
Yeah, absolutely.
That took over aircraft with... No, they don't have... The point is, they don't have to be...
Do you think
Superman.
A man can take...
They
do you think that... Hold
determined.
On, before you go on. Do you think that 5 men can take over an aircraft today with razor knives? Let's say they get past the TSA, which misses 50% of...
To get razor knives onto an aircraft today.
What? The TSA misses up to, depending on... let's call it 50%, but I can give you news articles where they miss up to 90% of guns, knives, and bombs that pass through the little detectors over there. So the TSA is completely incompetent.
You're saying that 50% of the... Let's just say 10%. I'll go ahead and be generous and give you 10% of the...
You're not being generous. You're being... You just don't know. You're being ignorant, but it's okay.
You're saying that I'll say only 10% of the people make it through. I'll be generous.
No, you're not being generous.
You're being uninformed, sir. The TSA's own tests show that they missed 50%.
Right. Let me tell you one. Just go a little bit farther. The TSA's red team.
Just pot him down.
The TSA's... No, not 10%. The TSA's red team, test themselves, and they come up over and over again, 90, 80, 70%. Let's go 50% and be, you know, generous. I'm being generous with 50%. You're being ignorant and ludicrous with 10. Go ahead.
I'm being ludicrous with 10 because I'm trying to prove a point. Now, if you'll just let me finish, you'll understand the point that I'm trying to prove. If only 10% of the passengers that fly, that smuggle on, you said, guns, knives, and bombs, how come we don't have airplanes crashing all over the place?
That's not what I said at all.
What I said was
that the TSA tests themselves and they miss 90% of the guns, knives, and bombs. Not that 10% of the passengers bring guns, knives, and bombs. And passengers don't want to blow up the planes that they're on. Do you understand?
Oh, believe me, I do understand that. I understand that people want to be safe. And by allowing individuals such as Osama bin Laden, individuals that are bent on killing, individuals like the 9/11 terrorist,
like George Bush,
attacked
Bill Clinton.
Oh, please, come
Hillary
on.
Hillary Clinton, like those people, John McCain.
Now, you're automatically assuming that everybody that is elected to office, no matter what part of the government that they serve, are evil individuals that are only out for power, that want to do wrong to everybody that comes in contact.
I don't know what their motivations are, dude, but I know that the end result is that they use their power to harm other people, harm innocent lives in this country and in other countries around the world, and I find it outrageous and disgusting. And if you ask me, it doesn't seem like we have a terrorism problem in this country, sir. It seems like we have a government problem in this country. It's the government that puts us all in jeopardy with their asinine laws that they demand that we follow at the point of a gun. It's the government that's more likely to kick my door in tonight than any terrorist group anywhere. There's no terrorism in America. There's an incredibly large government problem. You could actually make the point that government is terroristic in the ways that it does business. I wish we had more time. Call us next week. We'd appreciate hearing from you because we're short on time. You're going to go to Puke on the amp line quickly. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to make a couple corrections on the urban testing, like the army running around in Toledo or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the Army has its own parts of the base where there are houses and buildings and hospitals that they can do that on. And there are even, like, the housing sections of military bases, like on Fort Hood, there is actually, like, rules that we couldn't take military vehicles or do PT runs through the houses because we would disturb the families. But I guess it's okay to disturb civilians.
Of course.
Right?
The double standard, so, as always. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate it, as we always do. Great show. It's been Ian here with you.
I am Mark.
We will return. If you didn't have enough, we'll take you on Monday night. And in the meantime, we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.